This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Welcome to the first episode from Just Forkfest. We've been doing Forkfest for the last week, but it also happened at the same time as the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So there were two festivals happening simultaneously for the last week. This week is just going to be Forkfest. Although, just to be clear, we're still at the Porcupine Freedom Festival because it's actually Saturday afternoon as we're recording this this Monday episode. I'd like to keep things going so we have a buffer in case things get busy and we have something else to do. But
let me tell you this story real quick.
By the way, Ian, Aria, and Mark in the studio. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. When we were working at the 105.9 WYNF studio.
Yeah, Real Radio, the very first Free Talk Live.
This was even
station.
Before that.
Okay.
I remember sitting out in the office on, I think it was December the 31st, but it was sometime in December of 1999.
Okay,
and
a long time ago.
I was listening to Ron Miller voice track his, his shift, his air shift.
Mm-hmm. It was a rock station at the time.
Yep, and his... he had just walked into the studio, and he had left the door open because almost nobody was there at this time. Mm-hmm. I mean, December's are pretty light. Late December's pretty light in the radio business. And most of the salespeople take off at that time.
Right.
And Ron Miller said he was recording for the January the 1st, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, I guess we all made it through that Y2K bug." And I just like, you're not sure of that, dude.
Nope.
We still don't know what's going to happen. And of course, everything was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really worried about it at the time. I figured the geeks would take care of it.
Oh, dude, my family went nuts about Y2K.
Really?
Yeah, they had actual Y2K compounds set. I mean, they were training us like child soldiers out in the woods. I mean, you laugh. I'm not even joking.
I laugh because it's funny. I don't believe you're joking. I believe you're telling the truth.
They were fully swept up in this thing.
Oh, wow.
So New Year's Eve, we're like hunkered down in one of these basements, right, just waiting on the world to end. Thanks for doing this to your, 7, 8-year-old children there, expecting, to be executed for believing in Jesus when they wake up the next day. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Was there any explanation on January the 5th
as
to why things didn't
pan out? What did your parents say the next day?
The days after?
Well, my parents weren't really involved. I mean, my dad was involved, but by then...
Who was locking you down?
My grandmother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did she say?
I don't recall them ever saying anything.
Just ignored
about it. Yeah,
that's how people who are wrong are.
It was all because my uncle was swept up in it because he considered himself some sort of tech expert, and the computer binary code is 666 and all of this other nonsense that is technologically incorrect. Right. But they don't care.
Binary zeros and ones for listeners that don't know.
Okay, so I think that. So Y2K was an actual thing and was, basically
it was
a huge problem.
It was a thing that happened.
It was a thing in that the programmers back in the day didn't think real hard and they didn't put in four
space
digits.
Space was limited.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't put in four digits in the date codes or whatever programming they did, and so they needed to fix that.
And they did. And largely did. And I'm sure that there were some problems. I'm sure if you
there were a few hiccups here and there.
Right.
Surely.
Yeah. So
now, there was a video store nearby that's who their computers defaulted to like 1993 or something like that. So I mean, that reset
when the software was made or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Along those lines. Oh wow, this was definitely worth giving up the Millennium New Year's Eve for.
Party, yeah.
Yeah, so, thanks.
Well, you were seven, so who cares?
Right.
but I mean, like in 1999, it wasn't that long ago that they were writing handwritten paper receipts. I mean, I remember in 1989 working at a magazine store where if you gave me a credit card I would have this thing where I go, honk, honk.
Yeah, I remember that.
And put this some kind of carbon paper thing and get the whole thing, so I mean it was only 10 years before. It's not like there's as integrated as we are now. If for some reason something came out that in starting the year 2021, basically all the computers are going to shut down, that would be a much bigger deal because there are kids who are alive today that have no idea what To do. In 1999,
oh, yeah,
there were kids alive that had never used a cell phone.
Now, if the power goes out at a store, they can't take care of their customers. No. There's usually not a real backup plan in place,
right,
in a lot
they
of
don't
places.
Have a pen and a receipt book.
Yeah, they don't have the ka-chunk machine sitting under the counter anymore, you know,
right,
whatever you call that thing.
You know, and people doing Apple Pay and Google Pay and, you know, even cryptocurrencies. They've got their phone, yeah, which, you know, I don't even think you could even pull up a QR code.
Well, the good news is we have a backup now in the form of the gold back. So if you don't have cryptocurrency access, you can just pull some gold out of your pocket.
This actually happened to me when I got lunch earlier.
Today?
Yeah. AnyPay is not working for Sean over here.
Oh, no.
And I didn't feel like dealing with this. I said, I'll just go get you some gold backs then.
Yeah.
That backup right there. No
Boom.
Connectivity.
Done.
Yeah, done. Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually paid in gold backs for everything I've purchased here so far. Everything.
You really are an advocate of these, and I'm delighted that's working for you.
They're fantastic. People
they
love
are.
Them.
I mean, as long as you can, you know, convince them that the bill that has the one on it is worth $4.
Yeah, I've had no problem. Although I've been giving them out at closer to three.
Okay.
Personally, so like 3 for $10 or 3-ish for whatever. But people will pay for them as high as $5 for a $3 gold back. So I've seen a large range of what people are willing to spend on these things.
The going rate here at the campground seems to be $3 for $10.
Okay.
I mean, so if you go somewhere and you have a $10 meal, it's going to be three gold backs.
Yeah, $3.33 a piece. Right now, the official gold back price, gold's up quite a bit. It's at $17.70 per ounce right now. The goldback.com official price is, I think, $3.05 per gold back. So you can't get them for any less than that, and you really can't even get them for that price because you still have to pay for shipping and, you know, things like that if you buy through goldback.com. And so I shared that with the creator of the goldback. For listeners that don't know, we're talking about an actual 1/1000th of an ounce piece of gold that has been... It's an amazing product, such a small amount of gold, but they've got a newer manufacturing process that allows that amount of gold to be spread out over the size of a bill, basically. The size of, not quite a dollar, a little
something
smaller
than a dollar bill, but...
The larger ones are larger.
Prettier.
A little bit larger, a little thicker than a dollar, because there's the 1, the 5, the 10, the 25, and the 50. So I let the guy who created Goldback know that I have spent all Goldbacks here.
Nice.
And I haven't had them turned down once. I bought every... plate of food with goldbacks. I bought my Pork Fest ticket, which they actually sold to me today.
Yeah.
So I'm welcome back, I guess, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, this is the first thing I did when I walked on. I'm like, if they're charging $25, I'm happy to give it to them.
Oh, so you did that. Okay, right.
Yep,
cool.
Here's my... I've got two wrist things on. One is my Pork Fest. Says, enter at your own risk.
And I like that.
And my other one is my caution orange, I don't shake hands wristband, which I wish I had. I wish the whole world recognized this.
Mm.
So, but you needed a free hug shirt to go with that because you're not opposed to physical contact. You just hate the custom of shaking hands.
No, just with Ian.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm with you on that, but, you know, that's going to give out the image of, oh, I'm one of these social distancers.
It does, yeah.
Stay away from me. I mean, you might as well put on a mask.
I have one right here in my little satchel.
You got your sanitizer?
Yes.
I mean, there's COVID. I hugged Ernie the other day.
A tiny little spray can of Lysol,
right,
too.
To him.
Yeah, I've given a few hugs out this week as well. It's been very nice. It's nice to see people not wearing masks all over the place. It's very rare that you see a masked person here at ForkFest / the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So coming up, we can get into some of the news. There was that story we covered a couple of days ago, and we just scratched the surface of it, about the Minnesota government, the legislature got together to supposedly look at police reform, and they left without accomplishing anything at all. And so I actually have a little more detail from that because, we talked about the aspect of them playing politics with this issue and fighting, making this into a political football. But what were the actual proposals? I mean, none of them moved forward, right? So no proposals succeeded. But what were they trying to do? What were the controversial proposals that they just couldn't agree on? Well, they've got a summary here, and I'll share that coming up with you. Plus... apparently, the crackdown's coming back. Texas, Florida have now closed. Two of the most populated states have now reclosed bars. You can no longer go into a bar and have a drink in Texas and Florida as of apparently the last 24 to 48 hours or something.
I intend to have a drink here at the local bar, so...
Yeah, I believe Aria is going to be offering that at Ladies Night Out.
Indeed.
Yeah, there's going to be.
Does that mean I can have one?
If there's a price,
I'm not changing my pronouns.
Do you like wine?
I like wine.
All right, that'd be good.
I'm not changing my pronouns, though.
Well, It is ladies' night out party.
That's what I'm saying.
But we do sell, too. We will sell.
All right. Wine. All right. No discrimination as far as the wine sales.
No discrimination as far as anything goes. I mean, I don't even know what it's doing anymore.
But more coming up here. We can talk about what's going to happen this week as well here at Porkfest. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The Monetary Evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're here at Porkfest 2020. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off another week of hopefully some really interesting times. We will bring it to you as it happens. We got people, we got dogs, there's kids running around. It's a great event here. We're wrapping up the Porcupine Freedom Festival because we're recording this still during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or a day or so in advance. With you in the studio, the remote studios, the beautiful Rogers Campground at the top of the hill, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
So I want to say thanks to AnyPay, not only for throwing a killer party last night called Space Disco at the Dome down the row here. It was amazing, but also because AnyPay is helping people take cryptocurrency every day at their local business, and you can do it too. You can be accepting Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin SV or Dash or even the original Bitcoin as well. All you got to do is go to download the AnyPay Cash Register app, and that is how you can easily, right away, start accepting cryptocurrency. You put your crypto wallet addresses in, into the back end, and then you're ready to go. I mean, it's so fast to get set up for crypto. It's not like signing up for credit cards or whatever as a business owner.
Yeah, you don't even have to enter an email address anymore. I would still recommend
it. You should create an account, but yeah, you don't have to. Super easy.
The reason it's easier than credit cards is because you don't have to ask a bank whether or not you can take this money, and you don't have to give a bank some portion of it.
No, the user pays the fees, the purchaser pays the fees in cryptocurrency.
And the fees are very mild.
Well, unless you're using Bitcoin Core.
Right.
So check out AnyPay over at grab the AnyPay Cash Register app on the Google App Store or the Play Store, rather, whatever they call it, and also the Apple one. So it's there for you. Or go to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com, as we continue. We're just kind of giving a quick update. I mean, it's so easy to ignore the news here at these festivals because you can spend your whole day just walking around talking to people, and so you don't. You know, I haven't had a chance to look at my email. It's just been stacking up. And so looking at the news is only something I do just because we do a radio show, just to see, you know, what's going on in the world. And apparently the COVID crackdown is back. In this case, the governors of Florida and Texas, according to NBCNews.com, have now closed bars as of Friday to so-called slow down the spread of coronavirus that has been rampaging at record levels through their states. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ordered
infections.
That's right.
Right.
Which means most
maybe
of them
deaths
are gonna
too, but most of the states weren't experiencing big problems, big spikes in deaths.
Man, I just hope we see a lot more pushback this time. I mean, these bars. Have you ever seen the film The Man in the Iron Mask? This reminds me of that scene. You know, it starred Leonardo DiCaprio. He was the twin brother of the king or something like that. So he got put in an iron mask and locked in a cell. Well, he was briefly taken out of that mask. And by the end of it, he was forced to be put back in it. And he was begging and pleading, you know, just kill me. Just don't do that again. I can't do that again. This is so similar to that. These businesses are being killed by the government.
Right.
They just got out of that. They got back to doing business for what?
Right.
1 week, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and they're
maybe.
Like, nope. Get back in that mask. Get back in the dungeon for the rest of your life and learn to love it.
You're just going to shut down at some point. At some point, these bars are going to go out of business, and we're not going to have bars anymore.
So if they're not going to have anything to lose, stand up. Stand
and
up
I
and
wish,
refuse to close.
I hope that's what happens. That's what apparently is what's going to have to happen. Business owners will not stand up unless they are completely desperate and have absolutely nothing left.
Yeah, but they're getting pretty close to being desperate, right?
That's what we're saying, yeah.
Right, and it's really pretty sad. I mean, obviously, there's going to be whatever we're going to call the new normal or whatever the terminology is for how life is going to be, and there is going to be life in a year or two or even 6 months. Whatever that looks like, there will be. I swear to God, ladies and gentlemen, there will be bars.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have them. Bars
we'll have
really aren't the problem.
If we have nothing else, right. Because it's not just...
There's actually a woman here at this festival. We haven't had a chance to get her over here yet, but she's throwing speakeasies in Los Angeles.
Nice.
Underground parties.
Good for her.
Yeah. I mean,
we're going to have to
see that. That's what it's come to.
Because the bars, when I went to them, when they were... I mean, they're still open here in New Hampshire, but...
Thank goodness.
Flununu likes to follow the herd, so he'll probably close the New Hampshire bars pretty soon, but they were packed.
You know, Flununu, that's our fun name for Chris Sununu, the governor,
His
Excellency here in New Hampshire. He does have to get reelected this year, and he's really upset the base. There's a lot of Republicans who are not happy with how anti-business.
There are a lot of Democrats that are voting for Sununu. So it's hard to know.
There's going to be a Democrat running.
Yeah, but then over. I think that Sununu will win handily.
Why do you think Democrats will go away from their people to vote for Chris Sununu?
In this state, they like centrists for governor. That's why.
The Democrats like centrists?
Everybody in New Hampshire seems to like centrists for governor.
Well, I don't even know what a centrist is. I mean, he's an authoritarian dictator from what I can tell. And the people who are running against him on the Democrat side are even worse. So, I mean, if...
Laughing Kim Jong-un.
I wonder if the Karen running against him for the Republican primary is worse.
Than he? I don't know. I don't think she'll be worse than him on the crackdown issue, because from what I've read about her, that's one of her motivating factors to run against him, was badly he's done on this. Now, the Karen who's running, you're referring to the Republican challenger, one of the two Republican challengers here in New Hampshire.
Who is actually named Karen.
Her name really is Karen. Apparently,
there's a lot of Karens in the world. Nothing wrong with being named Karen.
Apparently. Well, there's a meme now, that. Mark. There's this Karen meme for our listeners that don't know.
What are the Karens of the world supposed to do? Change their name because somebody on the internet thinks that Karen's a funny name for somebody who wants good customer service from frigging loser millennials.
That's not my understanding of a Karen.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
That says the boomer.
Yeah. I'm not a boomer. I'm a Gen Xer.
Oh, okay. Okay, boomer.
I have dated a woman named Karen, though. She was a young lady at the time.
But anyway, this lady...
Millennials get better service to anyone because we've been working in the service industry our entire lives. I mean, there's almost nothing else for millennials to do.
Millennials don't understand reality because they've lived in America.
No, Gen Xers and boomers are just spoiled and expect the world handed to them at the expense of the millennials that they're now complaining about.
I paid a mortgage. Have you?
Do you plan on getting Social Security, Mark?
I don't really know whether it'll happen or not. I wouldn't count on it.
But no, I do not pay a mortgage.
I don't say whether.
Okay, so you're giving banks money. Bravo. Bravo,
I'm just saying, it takes a certain amount of understanding how the world works to pay a mortgage on a regular basis.
Does it?
I don't think it does, man.
It just takes money. It takes money.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got
to
get it.
And it takes a willingness to bend over for the banks, right? And to perpetuate the banking system that is destroying the United States. And, incidentally, the millennials who are angry at the banking system because people like you keep giving them money.
Most of the millennials are angry at the banking system because they didn't get a bunch of money from the government like the banks
did. No, Mark. We're angry because of the 2007 recession caused by the banking system giving out loans to people who did not pay.
And the government attempted to solve that by giving a bunch of money and forgiving a bunch of loans to people who probably shouldn't have had loans in the first place.
Yeah, thereby raising taxes on millennials to pay back those loans.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
There are legitimate reasons for millennials to be upset with how things have gone.
If you were to segment out who's paying taxes in America by boomers, silent boomers, Gen X, millennial, and iGen, I think you would not find millennials at the top.
No, you have to have money to pay taxes, and boomers and Gen X made sure that millennials had everything except money.
Yeah, there you go.
We got more coming up here in moments. We'll talk about the continuing COVID crackdown. It's not getting better in some places. It's getting worse. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A trial date is set for the former Minneapolis police officers accused of murdering George Floyd. It was decided on Monday the four men will have a joint trial date of March 8, 2021. The judge is threatening to move the trial out of Minneapolis or impose a gag order. As the suspects appeared in court, the judge told officials to stop making public comments about the case. The next hearing is set for September 11th. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says it's up to each person to be responsible for their own health.
We can't keep the economy shut down forever. We don't have a cure for this. And so there's going to be a constant balance between letting people work and make a living, letting these jobs survive, and balancing health.
Paxton speaking there on Fox News. Now, it's worth noting Texas does still have a 20 times lower death rate than New York. You're listening to USA Radio News. Prosecutors are continuing to go after a high-profile NFL owner. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Prosecutors in Florida are trying to keep a case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft alive. They want a Florida appeals court to reverse a judge's ruling that threw out video evidence central to the solicitation of prostitution case against him. Kraft was charged in February of 2019 after police in Jupiter said he took part in prostitution at a massage parlor. Police had been recording video inside the massage parlor anyway because of suspected prostitution activity, and Kraft got snared in it.
With nearly a third of potential car buyers putting off making a purchase because of unemployment and market concerns, Ford is launching a program that lets people know if they buy or lease a Ford vehicle and then lose their job because of the coronavirus pandemic, they'll be allowed to return the car without penalty. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here at Porkfest 2020. Actually, still recording this during the Porcupine Freedom Festival portion of these 2 weeks that we're going to be spending in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. So if you haven't gotten up here yet, you still have plenty of time to do so and come see us this week at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains here in northern New Hampshire. You don't want to miss this event. You've already missed half of it, but that's okay. There's still some other stuff going on, including Aria. You're going to be doing a metal concert toward the end of the week on Saturday,
July 4th.
There will also be a fireworks show here at the campground, as I understand it, as well. So you can come on up to this. But you know what? If you missed this, or even if you didn't miss this, you can go to Anarcho Vegas coming up in just a couple of weeks. Also Crypto Vegas, two different conferences happening on the same weekend, and that's going to be, I believe, July 18th and 19th. We have one of the organizers here with us, Kingsley Edwards. Kingsley, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. You did call in a little while back, and we talked to you over the phone, but it's nice to finally meet you here in person at your first Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's right. I've been trying to get down here for like over a decade, since
Wow.
all days. And finally, we pulled the trigger this year. So happy to be here. And it's like a really cool event, totally different than I expected and knew. And
next what were you expecting?
Well, I didn't really know. I didn't know. You know, I'm used to more of like the conference circuit and you know that type of circuit. So
this is way more fun.
There are some conferences coming on down there somewhere.
Right.
I mean, the real party, I mean, the real festival, it's up here for sure.
Yeah, it's the people, it's, you know, I love just the, you know, all the entrepreneurs, both the age ranges of the kids mm-hmm. even are entrepreneurial here. And,
yeah, that's true.
You know, people setting up their sites, selling things, making things, doing things. And so yeah, it's a pleasure. Next time we'll definitely be like, now that we know the lay of the land.
You're prepared.
We'll be more prepared, yeah.
But, so I guess there's going to be a next time, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All definitely right. planning on it.
Now, you guys live in Vegas.
Right.
Right. Is that where you're from originally?
Born in Florida, but, you know, lived there for most of my life.
I was born in Florida as well.
Okay.
Where from?
Fort Myers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarasota.
All right.
Just to the north.
Right.
How'd you end up in Vegas?
I just, you know, I was like 10, so just uh-huh. with our family. There's some opportunity there for my parents. And so, but yeah, it was actually, it's, like, I love Florida, like, going back to Florida, as far as, just, like, the beaches and everything, but Vegas was actually a pretty interesting place to grow up, and actually, like, it was actually great. You know, we lived in, like, a suburb, in Summerlin, which is, like, 20 minutes away from the Strip, but yeah, you know, most people, they don't really realize that there's, like, a whole city outside of, like, downtown and, you know,
sure.
the Strip.
Sure, it's a big place.
Yeah, it's pretty wide.
She used to live there for some of that time as well.
Yeah,
I did.
Cool.
It did not take me long to realize that everything was cheaper the further you got away from the Strip. As
right,
well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that's key for living in Vegas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't live on the Strip. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, we got motorcycles behind us here. Yeah. So you do float.app, and I definitely want to talk about that. But since we're talking about Vegas, I've seen some crazy photos, right? There's amazing photos of just the airport completely empty, the streets completely empty during the COVID crackdown lockdown thing. Now, I know there's been some level of reopening there. Can you tell us what it's like being, what has it been like in Vegas through this insanity?
Yeah.
What has changed? How bad is it?
Right.
What's your experience been?
Yeah, it's annoying because, like, one of the great things about Vegas is that, like, everything's convenient. I mean, you know, things are available, they're open. Like,
lots of 24/7.
24/7, yeah. You know? So, and through this whole, you know, corona thing, you know, we just had to kind of shift. It didn't really honestly affect us that much because we just had to shift from, you know, going out to eat to ordering a bunch of stuff. We have mm-hmm. Postmates, all that kind of stuff, Uber Eats. But now, you know, as things start to open up, I mean, where we live, it's not too bad as far as, like, people, you know, as far as, like, businesses mandating masks. So if for the most part, like, you know, it's just whatever, up to the individual. So, you know, who cares? But now, you know, on Friday, they did the mandatory mask. The governor, who's, you know, seems like he's a socialist. He wants to be, you know, the governor of California, basically, or you know, just, mm-hmm. just mimic his actions.
Seems like he's a bit late to the party, mandating masks.
Well, this whole mandated mask thing, I feel like someone had, like, an email ready set up, like, months ago, because I thought the mask thing was debunked. Is it not, or no? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, people have all kinds of opinions about this
right.
stuff. And to me, it doesn't matter. It's like, if you're scared, stay inside.
Right, yeah. Right. That's my whole thing. It's like, you know, so this is the corona is so bad, and, you know, you can die from it and all this, but, you know, you're willing to travel to go get a Chipotle burrito still, you know, like a burrito or a hoagie sandwich or whatever, you know. It's like, is it that bad? Because if it's that bad, then we should probably, like, take it very seriously and probably, you know, stay inside and stuff like that. But it doesn't seem like the numbers are adding up and no one's telling the truth.
It definitely does not seem that bad. The lockdowns are terrible.
Right,
but
right.
the virus itself, I mean, I'm just not seeing it.
Right. And then in Vegas in particular, I mean, we've only had just roughly over 400 deaths. And who knows, you know, we've seen all these, like, random or people coming out, whistleblowers, saying that some mm-hmm. of these deaths are probably, they weren't COVID-related, corona-related. And so we've only had 400 in one of the tourist capitals of the world, Las Vegas. And before this, we had the Chinese New Year. We had a lot of, you know, people from China and Asia that came in. And it just doesn't make any sense.
No.
400 people.
It doesn't add up. You know, if it were a real pandemic, we would know people who had not only gotten infected but also died.
Right.
You know, if people were dying around you, you'd take it real seriously.
Absolutely.
Right?
Sure.
But that's not happening. And it's not happening because of the lockdowns, as we've seen in countries like Belarus or Sweden, where there were little to no lockdowns going on. They've had very similar results as far as other countries have. have. So the lockdowns haven't really done anything to prevent COVID, it doesn't seem, but they have prevented economic activity from happening and have resulted in people losing their jobs, losing their careers, losing their businesses. That's the reality of this.
Do you remember after Memorial Day when they said something like, oh, well, this spike in coronavirus is not being caused by these protests. It's being caused by all you people who went to the beaches on Memorial Day and all this stuff. And now we're looking around. It's been like a week to 2 weeks since the Black Lives Matter protests started. Yep. And they're like, oh, no, this isn't the fault of the BLM protests. Mm. No, no. This is the fault of reopening.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, they just, it's a political football, man.
It's insanity. I mean, even flying out here, I mean, I just didn't wear the mask on both Southwest flights.
Excellent.
But before, like, you know, they were definitely on the loudspeaker the whole time saying, you must wear it as a requirement.
Did they even ask you, like, did they bug you about it as you got on the plane?
They did not, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell, you know, they kind of gave me a look or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then on the plane, it really wasn't too bad. I mean, I pretty much just, like, fell asleep anyway. So if they would have bothered me, I would have just been like, you know, leave me alone. But yeah, it wasn't too bad, but there was the pressure there.
It's very social. Yeah. There's a high level of social pressure on this, and there's a lot of people.
Them.
Well, that's our attitude, and we're right about that. But for people who aren't as
independent,
firm in their belief system, they don't want to upset people, right? So they go along to get along, even though they don't like it. I was in a store in Keene during the lockdown situation, because I'm certainly not going to lock down. We've been throwing parties in Central Square every Friday night in Keene just to purposely violate the governor's orders, and we've been doing that for 13 weeks. But I'm in there, and I hear this woman complaining about the masks up front, and I wasn't standing up front, but I was close enough to where I could hear the conversation. It was happening loudly, and she was talking with the employee, and the employee was agreeing with her, and so like both these people were frustrated by the masks, and one lady's like, that's not the reason we moved here, etc., etc. And when I came out to see, they both had masks on. So like even people who don't agree with the masks in a lot of cases are wearing them. So yeah, the social pressure is definitely intense on people, and
there's
afraid.
Also political pressure.
Yes.
A lot of these businesses don't support the idea, but if they don't do it and if they don't require it of their customers, you know, Walmart can afford to let people come in without masks.
Sure.
But the little mom and pop store,
they're going out of business.
Yeah, they can't. And even if they wanted to, even if they wanted to stay open, they just can't afford it.
Yeah, and it has been tragic. We've seen businesses going under already, and I imagine the same thing has happened in Vegas. I mean, your city's so big. Do you even hear the news about that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I don't really follow the news anyway, but, I, you know, what I do see, like, mostly just, like, headlines here and there. And what is what I just, you know, noticed just being out during the day. I haven't seen, I do know that, like, you know, I know quite a few people that have been laid off. I haven't seen, like, mass, you know, a bunch of businesses that have been, you know,
shut down.
Yeah, shut down yet.
We've seen it, though. We're going to continue here in moments more with Kingsley Edwards from Float.app. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here at Porkfest 2020. Still wrapping up the Porcupine Freedom Festival, actually, as we're recording this on a Saturday afternoon. There's a lot of cool people here, and we don't want to just stop talking to them. We want to keep talking to them and, you know, get as many of these in the can as we possibly can so we can have fun in the evenings, which we're doing here. It's a great time. It's a great excuse to come on up and join us the rest of the week. There's plenty of time left to get up here to northern New England in the beautiful White Mountains. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about that. Ian and Aria in our remote studio with Kingsley Edwards from float.app. We were talking about cryptocurrency and spending it in real life. We were mentioning AnyPay and their cool dome that they have, this party dome here at the campground. And I just also want to add that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Now, if you want to go and learn about cryptocurrency, it's a great place to do it. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. They've got a great introductory section there. There's also, for people that are not new to crypto, there's the news site over at news.bitcoin.com to give you the latest headlines about what's going on in the world of crypto. So check them out at Bitcoin.com. I was told to ask you about your hairdresser experience, Kingsley. What does that mean?
Yeah, it was just because we were discussing different places that accept cryptocurrency and
Las Vegas. Real life places you can
right play. And that was like the whole thing, right? Remember, like 2013 and before that in 2014, it was all about like mass or adoption. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like, you know, in the last run up, it was all about like speculation. Let's make some money, you know, all this mm-hmm. kind of Lambos and all this. But, you know, I myself and my fiance Aaron, we've been running the Las Vegas Bitcoin meetup since 2014.
Nice.
And so we have the largest meetup in Vegas. We usually meet, you know, monthly, except for what's all the, you know, insanity that's going on now. So we haven't been doing them since this But yeah, so, you know, that's been our whole thing too, is like getting businesses to accept cryptocurrency. Anybody that we know that's a business owner, hey, why don't you accept crypto? And one of our, one of my friends is also, has her own hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
And so, her fiance, I got her into crypto early too. And so she started accepting it. And I was like, oh, great. Like, now I can get my hair cut for, you know, for Bitcoin, try to get rid of the banks and, any transaction if possible.
Absolutely.
And this was during, 2014 to before the big run up. So she, so I've been, you know, paying her like, you know, $30 haircuts or $20, $30 haircuts, you know, here and there every couple months for years. And then she lost, right before the run up, she lost her private keys or access to her wallet. So I was like, oh no, like, you know, so.
And you've been doing this for how many years with her?
Since 2014 through.
So she,
you know,
had a fair amount.
Yeah.
Unless she spent some, she had a fair amount.
Yeah,
of
no, she didn't. She didn't. Yeah. It was just
my
savings.
God.
Well, then, she found the password or whatever that she needed. I forget what wallet she was using.
She
ended up finding it. Yeah,
okay,
she ended up finding
goodness.
It. And it was at like the peak too.
Nice.
So it was like, she opened up her wallet. It was like $20,000 or $30,000
wow.
worth of haircuts. I was like, oh man, I must be your number one customer then.
You are now.
Yeah, yeah. But,
legit.
Yeah, but it was always funny because, you know, I sometimes make people, you know, have to, you know, sometimes it is a pain when people have to, maybe they even accept Bitcoin, but it's like, okay, let me grab my, you know, this old, you know, dusty, you know, iPad or whatever type of tablet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, powering on. Oh, I got to plug it in now. And how do I do this thing, you know? So I,
yeah,
I would always,
the
always
point is of being active, though, is that, you
right.
know, they expect it, so they always have it powered on.
Yeah, if you're
right.
the only customer and you only come in once every 3 months, then they're always going to forget how to do it. But if you've
right.
got more than one person coming in regularly, then they remember and they
right.
can get it done.
Right. But yeah, I just remember always like making sure, you know, even though we had to go make her jump through a couple more hoops than probably she wanted to, but I'm, you know, now she's happy now.
So
ultimately worth it for her.
Right,
really.
Right, right.
Yeah, you bring up
back
though an important point that we should probably focus on a little bit more, and that is that, well, we touched on this yesterday when we were talking with somebody else about how if you don't control your keys, you don't control your Bitcoin. And the password or the backup phrase that you write down, usually when you open up a crypto wallet, they have you write down 12 or 18 or 24 words. You write that down, store it in a very safe place. We can't emphasize that enough. Whenever that happens, please don't take a screenshot of it and save it on the same device. You should write it down and put it in a safe physical location, meaning in a fireproof safe, ideally,
yeah.
or someplace where, you know, it's not going to get destroyed at the same time your phone gets destroyed. If you
or
lose
stolen.
Your phone, or stolen or whatever, right? You want to make sure you can go back to it so you can get a new phone and put that information in there. And some people don't take it seriously, and then they end up in a situation where they are stuck, and
yep.
they don't have access to it. And then that crypto is gone forever. It's not like somebody can just go in there and clean the wallet out. It's gone.
Right.
It will never be recovered. Let's move on. We got Float.app. That's a new thing that you launched. Was it last year?
Yeah, about 11 months ago. We launched it at the first San Marcos Vegas.
And it's spelled F-L-O-T-E.
F-L-O-T-E.
App, that's the website.
Right.
And there is an app
yep.
as well. There's a website and an app. It's a social media platform, but can you describe what it is, what makes it different, and what was your inspiration?
Yeah, so we... It's a social network. We're also launching a marketplace. A lot of features that I would say, you know, kind of Facebook as far as the features that we're going for, but with an emphasis on, you know, respecting our users actually, not selling data. And also, you know, user privacy and monetization. So
how are you going to monetize it if you can't sell the user data?
So we monetize it off of, we do have ads.
Mm-hmm.
We do have ads, and we're going to be making more ads. But also we have two sets of ads. So we have network ads, which we monetize off of, and then we have content ads, which we'll be introducing too, where the user or advertiser can create like an audio. We have audio, you know, it could be an audio ad, could be a video ad,
mm-hmm.
could even be like a banner ad for like a post. And then the content creator, it goes from the advertiser or just any user really to the content creator directly. So what we're really doing is kind of removing ourselves as a middleman when it comes to communication and commerce, where cryptocurrency, now we have the ability to do peer-to-peer payments, as you know.
Right.
And so, what, you know, YouTube takes, 30% of a super chat tip, you know, on during a live stream. They take over 45% for the ads that they give.
Patreon. No, I assume your ad system is opt-in, right? Like if a user puts up content, you're not just going to shove an ad down their throat like YouTube might.
Right. Well, for them, yeah, for them to monetize. For us to monetize, we'll still have, like, you know, little ads here placed.
Okay.
But, like, right now we just have, like, feed ads, so we're still working on our whole ad network.
Cool.
But, yeah, we're like, you know, out of the gate, we have a social network. We have 256-bit encrypted messaging. So, you know, again,
really?
Like, if you're using Facebook Messenger, Twitter DMs, you know, they have the access to read that information. Yeah. And, you know, some people have been banned off of Twitter and even Facebook for saying something
for private.
You know, they think it's private. So, you know, now that's been the whole, you know, why we really started this. A lot of our friends are content creators or independent journalists that have been kicked off, you know, or demonetized or shadow banned and all this nonsense off of things.
And it's not going to get better.
Yeah, it's getting worse. It's getting worse every day. I mean, I was just reading earlier, like a famous Twitch, you know, star got kicked off.
I heard of that.
Yeah.
Dr. What's his name? Dr.
Yeah, let's, disrespect.
Disrespect.
Yeah, right.
He wears like a fake mustache and a wig.
Yeah.
What did he do to get kicked off?
They haven't said yet.
Yeah, it seems like it was maybe something with, you know, hate speech or something.
It's all speculation. Yeah, I read an article about it this morning.
Right.
I don't know. I've never watched the guy, but he looks so ridiculous.
Yeah, he's kind of like a WWE like character a little bit.
Yeah.
It seems like on Twitch.
He's really silly.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, I mean, big tech is basically. It seems like they're in bed or funded by the government. I mean, you know, there definitely are at least contracts in place with the government, but they've definitely been compromised. There's definitely some sort of you know when Alex Jones or all these types of content creators get kicked off. If it's on the same day and they don't provide any proof or any reason really of why they're getting kicked off, something is going on here and it's not good. So, you know, free speech is definitely under attack online and, you know, we need kind of small tech, a bunch of these platforms, including Float, to at least provide alternatives to what's going on because, you know, we have billions and billions of users on these mainstream or these big tech platforms. That are, you know, they're manipulating, I mean, human emotion, information online.
I mean, Facebook has been caught doing this by working with the University of California, Berkeley, I believe it was, back in like 2012, 2013.
Hmm.
I mean, they were modifying what people saw in their news feeds to see how seeing positive posts would affect their mood versus how seeing negative posts would affect their mood.
Yeah. Right.
Total manipulation.
Yeah. So again, we have, you know, we have the social network side. We have encrypted messaging. We have a built-in Bitcoin wallet, BTC, which we're actually in the middle of upgrading right now. So we're going to be adding other cryptocurrencies, including stable coins. There are some interesting ways where we can do for kind of the no-coiner. Well, they'll have stable coins, but there's some like peer-to-peer fiat options that we could implement that we're looking at doing. Just for people that, you know, don't know. We're really trying to provide that bridge for people to, like, okay, hey, we can go to Float. Oh, it has all these features that we're kind of used to. Has kind of like a Twitter feel right now. We're going a little bit through a redesign. But, hey, also as a content creator, hey, I can actually make money here. I got, you know, demonetized off of saying coronavirus on YouTube. So now I need some other place. And we have a Patreon type of subscription model where people can do that. We don't take the fees when it comes to, like, all we're doing is connecting users to users. So we're not taking any fees when it comes to payments between users.
Do you want to keep talking about this?
Yeah.
All right. Stand by. There's actually a group photo going on down on the field, so I think we should take a break if you guys don't mind and go down and join that, and then we'll continue more with Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.